It is now the opportunity for us to hear from our Vice President Controller Walter Knorr to talk about the financial report. Appropriate individual to follow all of that ceremony. Welcome, Walt.
Dr. Easton, my gift to you is this is going to be mercifully short.
Thank you.
Before I start, I wanted to basically, for the record, thank several students that joined us last Thursday before the House Higher Education Appropriations Working Group. They made my job a lot easier, my Bass, Randy Kangas, because we were going to be grilled about some questions about the appropriation, about the budget, and we had the students go first, and they really paved the road for us, you know. So I wanted to thank, for the record, I wanted to thank Mitch Dickey from the Urbana campus. I think he's the head of the student government there. I wanted to thank Robert Emmons from the Urbana campus, Litany Esquera from the Chicago campus. Lucas, thank you very much for being there. Christopher Coy from the Chicago campus. Leah Matchett from the Urbana campus, and Dominique Wilson from this campus for being there. And I want to thank Jorge, of course, for being there, too, to basically lead them into battle. So because it was so easy, they came in, and we came in to do our presentation and answer the questions, and they were so overwhelmed by you guys that it made our job just, you know, really very easy. As I start my report, I mean, I've had been accused that even though my reports are loved, I've been reported that they're depressing. Starting next in July, I will be singing all these reports. Start off with a quick ticker on what's happened since the last board meeting. We've had our House and Senate appropriation hearings in March, late March. I think out of deference to Bob Easter, they went very well. I think out of the respect for Bob Easter, those hearings went very well. I think we expect to have another hearing coming in the future before this is all over. I think I expect to have a compensation hearing. We'll basically be drawn back to the Capitol to answer more questions. We've had numerous information requests from legislative staff, everything from all of our employees, a listing of all of our employees and what they make, to all the raises, all the hires. A listing of all of our furniture purchases for the last 5 years. I mean, it's just like just a plethora of information being requested. We've had a number of state grants have been suspended, have been stopped, and we basically all the a couple of dozen actually of state grants that have been stopped by the state. We had the 2.25 rescission that was announced, roughly $15 million. And when you add that to some other things that the state has asked us to stop spending on, it's about $18 million is the total hold on on our 15 appropriation right now. We've had capital projects have been suspended, so the ACT building has been suspended, the UIS security building has been suspended, there are a number of those, all the capital projects were suspended by the state. We do have the positives. We have no reductions in the MAP awards to our students from the state. That remains intact. We had an excellent diversity symposium on April the 1st in Chicago. I think that it was well attended, and I think it was a big plus for us. And I think that we had a sheltered RFP for IT services announced at that symposium. We had Urbana hosted a Senate appropriation hearing on April the 13th. I talked about the student hearings last Thursday. We've had really no other changes really in the 31.5% cut or the pension issue, so those remain them. And the last thing is that we see the state with the April receipts have basically had a little bit of an uptick in the revenues coming from personal income taxes and also sales taxes. So it's a little bit better than originally, but it's not taking us out of the woods. Next slide. I always show this is basically a quick snapshot of where we stand with the appropriation. The state owes us $185 million on the FY15 appropriation, which we have shaved down now to $647 million being the total appropriation after we take the rescission off. We're running pretty much parallel to last year and certainly a lot better than 2 years ago as far as the appropriation and what the state owes us. The hospital, Hospital is the other one that I show regularly. Through March, about $7.8 million operating loss. This is much better, and they're keeping the census high. Basically, Dr. Ghosh is here doing a great job of trying to, you know, keep those costs in line and keep that, you know, keep this this bottom line in view. The I want to take a quick run through. I do this every year. The Moody's credit rating. This is really these series really irk me because the rating of the University of Illinois is a AA3 with a negative outlook. I'm not going to go through this detail, but the strengths and the weaknesses. But the bottom line is this university should be at least a AA1. And I've already started the conversation with Moody's to how do we decouple from the state of Illinois. And I think, you know, once we get past this budget run, I think there's a possibility that we can get decoupled from the state of Illinois, because that's really, we're really dragging the anchor, you know, with the state of Illinois. Quickly, and this is the ratings, the most current ratings. Just focus on the University of Illinois, and all these will be on the far left. We're the AA3, and the state of Illinois is four notches lower than us with their rating. The AAA rated, you know, is Michigan, Purdue, and Indiana. Indiana is a AAA rated state, so they're basically in parity. Michigan is basically three notches higher. Of course, they're running on a completely different constitutional basis in Michigan. As you can see, Michigan's rated, the state of Michigan is rated a AA2. So Michigan State is actually higher in its rating than the state of Michigan. So we're in parity, if you will, with Rutgers as far as our rating. I'm going to run through some very quickly some metrics that I do every year, a much, much smaller list. When we talk about the metrics and comparing to them, the large public universities, this is a list of like 30-plus universities, mostly the flagships that basically Moody's uses in there, putting together their metrics for comparison purposes. So this is the list, and it's Moody's list. It's, so, you know, everybody can have their opinion about it, but this is Moody's list of what, for purposes of. If we take a look at the Big Ten quick comparison, this is all FY14 data. You'll notice the only one we're missing here is Wisconsin. Wisconsin is not on the list because Wisconsin is not separately rated by Moody's. So they don't do Wisconsin does not issue debt on its own. University of Wisconsin does not issue debt on its own. It's all through the state of Wisconsin. But the big thing here is, you know, a couple of items that you quickly take away. And again, we're on the far left as far as the size. This basically gives you the size. It's the diversity of revenues that come to the various to the Big Ten universities. The first thing you notice is we are probably the highest as far as state support. 33%, this includes the payments on behalf, pensions and healthcare, 33% of our total revenues are coming from state support. The next closest one would be Maryland with 25% in state support. The other thing that pops out very, you know, and really, really commands a lot of, you know, attention is basically the medical centers at Ohio State, at Michigan, and at Iowa, the substantial, you know, piece of their budgets that those are all cash cows really for those universities. So they basically the money comes towards the university in support of the university from the size of those. So, but that's a quick look at the size and the diversity of the revenues, and pick up on that. Another one that they look at, and what everybody likes to look at, is how much cash you have, how much your investments are. We're right at basically the medians for the Big Ten. For that larger group of publics, the Big Ten, we're at $2.8 billion. Large public median is 2.3. The Big Ten median is 2.5. You can see, of course, the obvious, you know, real outliers are Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan. As far as it's very interesting that Purdue, with its size from the previous, is basically, you know, has more cash than we, you know, they are very high with their cash position. You know, so, but you can see we're pretty much in line with the rest. Nebraska being probably the lowest on the scale of cash. Next one they look at is important to us is basically days cash on hand. We're at 188 days. This is important because days cash on hand, this is basically how long can you go if they stop paying you? You know, how long can you continue on without being paid? And the large public median is 174 days, Big Ten median is 190 days, and we're at 188. So that's how we fit in with that one. This is an important one. This is basically kind of a measure of our unrestricted revenues, unrestricted resources, rather, to our total operation. We are at right at 0.30. If there's a thing called the primary reserve ratio, this is basically something that's been adopted, basically is the measure, and most of the scholars say that, you know, what you should be looking at, and the finance people is trying to get to a 4.0. And as you can see where we are with our, as and this is all information as of FY14 on these, you know, so. And you can see the big, and of course, Purdue, basically, if you remember the size and all that, you know, all those assets that they have, they why they stick out like, you know, very much. So Penn State sticks out also, and of course, Michigan sticks out, you know, very big on this. So again, we're at the far left at 0.3. Total debt, we are, you know, probably the fourth largest issuer of debt, mostly driven by our revenue bonds that we use for building, like, you know, we use it for Memorial Stadium, we use it for the Assembly Hall, excuse me, the State Farm Center, we use it for the six-pack, we used it for Stuckel Towers and in Chicago, but so about, we have about $1.8 billion of debt in the university, of which about 1.3 is revenue bonds, and about 1.4 is about 400 million is these certificates of participation, which we've used for academic buildings, for fixing academic buildings, and the rest of it is hospital debt and the South Campus debt up in Chicago. The other quick measure that I want to say is that this is the debt, average debt service. You can see we're very conservative. The higher you basically are on this chart, and we're at 5.8, this really means the total amount of net revenues that we have across the university to pay the maximum annual debt service. And so it is good to be higher up on this chart that shows you're conservative as far as, you know, your issuance of your debt. And you can see that Penn State and Michigan are the only ones that basically are, you know, you look, come across as looking a little bit even more conservative. I'm not really sure that's what Moody says Penn State's debt service coverage is. I'm not, you know, I have not really, you know, chased it down. The last one I wanted to show you is net tuition. We always talk about tuition, and the way, it's very interesting that the way Moody's calculates in the net tuition of the University of Illinois, they basically take the net tuition right off of our P&L. Net tuition means that you take gross tuition less all of your grants, all your Pells, all your, you know, your financial aids, and then you deduct the waivers, which is a very large number for us, deduct the waivers, and you divide that by total students. And that, in our case, that's over 78,000 students that they used in the calculation. They come out with $11,187 is basically the net tuition for the University of Illinois, and you can see how that compares with the same level of calculation and where that falls as far as the medians. For the Big Ten median was $12,586. Again, this is just the publics in this analysis, so you don't have the Northwestern you know, skewing that. So I wanted to fish very quickly because we're talking about administrative costs. This is kind of a different set of quick metrics. Is the cost of the administrative costs that are basically, this is coming from the Nakubo numbers. These are actual numbers from FY14, and it's a comparison to all, everybody in the Big Ten. This one includes Wisconsin. This includes Northwestern in this one. But you can see that for purposes of institutional support, this basically means this is the administrative costs that are coming from UA and coming from the chancellor's offices and the provost's offices at the campuses, the size and where we, again, we're now in this series, we're in red. But you can see that now this is against everything that we do at the university. Total costs, 5% is the number for institutional support that, you know, is, and then the next one. But if you take the hospital out, because it's basically got a big denominator, basically that's the denominator. If you take the hospital out, you basically will move up to 6% is basically the cost. The one I wanted to show you next is the academic support. This is basically the support, you know, at the academy. This is the administrative costs at the academy and where we rank in comparison to the Big Ten. This is departmental administration, academic computing, academic personnel, HR. This is the course and curriculum, and et cetera, et cetera. This is essentially administration at the campuses on the academic side. And you can see that we are at 9% if you basically take it against everything. You pull out the hospital, and it'll go up to almost 10.5% is the cost. And you can see the median, you know, for against the and, but this does have Northwestern in that. So that median that I used for the last ones that I wanted to show you is basically student services, the other place where administrative costs are found. And this is student service administration, social and cultural development, counseling, career guidance, et cetera. And here, it's with everything considered, 3.2% is the cost. And when we take out the hospital, it, like all the rest, it moves up to 3.8%. I just wanted to give you, because administrative costs is on our agenda, being talked about, and I just wanted to give you a perspective how we compare to the rest of the world. And that would be it. Dr. Easter, was that the best you've ever had? It was, you know. Yeah, I think I saw you say, thank God.
I'm really going to miss
Well, I noticed you got quite a quick nap while I was.
Thank you, Walt. Before you leave, any questions relative to that high degree?
On a timeline, remember.
I understand we're on a timeline, but I don't want you to have to miss any questions. Questions? Yes, Tim.
When you get ready to sing your next briefing, I can distribute some Prozac beforehand if you want. No, I had a question. In terms of the 2015 budget, state money, how much is payment on behalf, and how much is?
It's over $1 billion is the payments on behalf. It's about $1.2 billion, is it now?
Okay.
Yeah, and it's about 600 and 600. 600 is pension, 600 is health care.
And then the amount we receive for operations is roughly 600 million?
Yeah, 600 and, you know, now 650
okay.
million.
And do you remember what year was it where tuition exceeded state support in terms of?
Probably from the count, when I saw yesterday, it was like 2008, I think, was the crossover. I mean, we call it the X diagram.
And and do you have any idea in 2008 what was payment on behalf and what was for operations? Was it a similar ratio or?
Yeah, I do have that history. I don't off the top of my head. Sure. I can certainly provide it to you as you walk out the door, because I mean my.
See how that's trending.
Yep. Yeah. It's the healthcare in particular is just like a rocket ship. As far as the healthcare costs, it's incredible. And frankly, that's something that the state is aware of. You know, basically, the $25 million that we have provided, they're asking a lot of questions about the history of that, and I think we're going to see them looking at that number.
I see Randy making a note back there, so he'll
okay.
follow
I,
up.
Actually, sure. I have the numbers from the presentation I gave yesterday. Well, in 2009, the payments on behalf were $486 million, and this year they are about $1.12 billion.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Thank you, Christoph. Further questions? Lots of information, lots of detail, but very helpful. Any further questions? Okay, Walt, thank you very much.